your safe library place.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
He told me he loved me very much, and he was truly sorry, and that he loved the kids, and that he felt, he thinks there was something wrong with his brain on the left side. And for me to please get it to the NFL.
That's Alicia Duerson, the ex-wife of Dave Duerson, the former football player who took his life this week after he became convinced that he'd suffered brain damage during his 10 years in the NFL. Shortly before he killed himself, he sent messages to his family asking that his brain be donated to Boston University, where research is being done on brain trauma caused by football. Duerson's suicide has been a hot topic on sports talk radio, and to a lesser extent, on issue-oriented talk radio. It is an issue. It does deserve attention, and that's why it's part of this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is information culled for the week ending Friday, February the 25th. We're going to be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is a big publication in the talk world. This week, sports talk radio and the death of Dave Duerson in the number 10 spot. Number 9 this week, the ongoing saga of Lindsay Lohan. Talk host Amy Holmes was in a conversation with Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts about his new book. And after he mentioned that he hoped some of his revelations could help others, she asked him to weigh in on Lindsay Lohan.
I want to ask you, this might seem like a bit of an off-the-wall question, but in your memoir, you talk about how you were a serial shoplifter in your teen years. You might have become a juvenile delinquent, if not for a judge who, quote, verbally kicked your butt. Well, we have a very famous young woman who's in the headlines, Lindsay Lohan. Do you have any advice for her?
You know, it's funny you mention that. Excuse me. I think about her a lot, and I often say, you know what? I wish I could have, like, 10 minutes with her and just sit her down and and talk to her and say, you know, because who doesn't remember her in The Parent Trap? This incredible movie, this bright young actress with this bright young life, and
Yep. Now
all the things you read about her, you feel badly. You just want to kind of, you know, go out and just talk to her and say, you know, you can do better and be better. So I would hope that she would start to get some real guidance from some people that care about her and not. I'm looking for headlines or you know, purse strings attached to it.
Number 8 on the countdown, the extradition ruling for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Here's what Assange had to say about the extradition.
Now, it has been falsely stated that I have said that the CIA or the Pentagon was involved in the initial allegations. I have never stated that. I have never stated who or what was behind those initial allegations, other than to say that they are simply untrue. However, the process and the handling of those allegations in Sweden, allegations that one of the prosecution's witnesses say were as a result of railroading and pressure by others, is something that deserves serious scrutiny. Why is it that I am subject, a non-profit free speech activist, to a $360,000 bail? Why is it that I am kept under electronic house arrest when I have not even been charged in any country, when I have never been a fugitive? A finding that was made by Justice Ousley in the High Court. The scrutiny of the European arrest warrant system needs to start now. It cannot be the case that simply filling out 2 pages with someone's name and a suspicion, not a charge, can lead to their extradition without any consideration of the allegations against them to any one of 26 European nations.
Coming up, we'll review the latest efforts to repeal the president's health care plan, and we'll hear from Donald Trump about whether he's running for president as the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Live from Progressive,
it's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the number 7 item on the countdown this week, the effort to repeal Obamacare. Here hosts Gail Fallon and Al Momberg talk to Amy Phillips from the Political.com website about the latest moves by Congress to repeal this bill.
It's my understanding, Abby, that the administration, as far as health care reform, is still digging in its proverbial heels.
Exactly. They're not particularly worried about the House passing this defunding amendment. The House also passed a lot of other different amendments, defunding all sorts of elements of the Obama administration, including the Environmental Protection Agency and funds for high-speed rail. So the list is really, really long of things that the House indicated that they don't really care for. On the other hand, the Senate still needs to pass some version of this bill, and it appears as if they're going to negotiate on some of these things. It remains to be seen whether the health care bill will pass, but chances are it probably won't. On the other hand, it does kind of indicate that they're not going to stop until they've really put the brakes on this health care legislation, and the Obama administration needs to pay attention to that.
Are there any Democrats in the Senate that you're hearing about that are perhaps leaning towards a vote with the Republicans in the Senate?
I think at the moment that the Democrats in the Senate are small enough caucus, and they're actually almost like the core caucus. A lot of these sort of very moderate, middle-of-the-road Democrats were actually defeated in 2010. So we're looking at a caucus that's actually pretty well united. They're also being run by a group of senators who are veterans and who have been around for a long time and know how to kind of manage and corral their caucus. On the other hand, what you're seeing in the House is really a group of representatives, of congressmen, a lot of whom are brand new to the job. And House Speaker John Boehner has to kind of allow them to do the things that they really want to do. Otherwise, there might be a chance that they could really kick up a fight, and that would be really bad in the House. So what we're seeing on the House is actually a little bit of the use of that caucus, whereas in the Senate, I think on both sides of the aisle, both the Democratic caucus and the Republican caucus are much more disciplined, and they're the older members, much more, liberal, but kind of like old line, and they tend to be a little bit more capable of kind of guiding the debate in the way that the party leaders want them to.
Presidential possibilities number 6 on the countdown. Donald Trump took to YouTube to be heard on a CNN poll about how far he might go as a potential presidential candidate.
There's been a lot of talk recently about a poll that came out. It's Newsweek CNN, and it had me in a virtual tie with Obama. The fact is, I'm not campaigning. I'll make a decision sometime in June, but I'm not that surprised because my message says that we're tired as a country. We're tired of being ripped off by China. We're tired of being ripped off by OPEC. We're tired of being ripped off by almost everybody that does business with us. We're tired of giving state dinners for countries and heads of countries where they do nothing but take advantage of us. So the poll came out and we're in a virtual tie. And I haven't campaigned, so I'm not really, though, despite that surprised, because it's a message of common sense. We can have a great country again. The problem is we don't have the right leadership, we don't have the right leaders, we don't have people that have any semblance of negotiation, or the lobbyists have gotten to them, and they won't allow them to negotiate fairly for us. I promised I'd answer a few questions, and a lot of people have asked. This is why on earth, quote, why on earth would I want to run for the presidency of the United States? Well, again, I'll make that decision in June. I haven't made the decision, but if I did, it's for one very simple reason. I love this country. This country is doing very poorly. We're like a whipping post for the rest of the world. I love the country. I'd make it great again.
The number 5 item of the countdown is the murder of those 4 Americans from their yacht in Somalia. In a talk radio interview, terrorist expert Ed Tuzansky says that the killers in this case are much closer to terrorists than pirates.
Pirates generally do bad things in return for some sort of material gain. So the question here is, what did they get out of it? And if they didn't get anything out of it that is tangible, that is to say they didn't steal a yacht, they didn't steal money, they didn't get any kind of ransom, then it's unreasonable not to ask, well, is there something else involved? These are people who were involved in some sort of proselytizing. Then it's unreasonable not to suggest that that had something to do with the motivation of the people who killed them. These were people who, and God rest them, I think they were kind of naive to do what they were doing, taking their own life in their hands, and going into a part of the world where there is no tolerance of another religion. That's part and parcel the belief system of the Islamists. The penalty for deviating from the true faith is execution. That this would be a surprise to somebody is just a sign of the kind of self-delusion that we have gripping the society, and it really has made it very difficult for us to deal effectively with the people who mean to do us harm.
Coming up, the cost of oil and gasoline going up, up, up. Congress scrambles to avoid a shutdown. That's the focus next as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Air you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number four in the countdown, the rising price of oil and gasoline at the pump. Here, host Bob Connors talks to economist Ben Brockwell about the factors responsible.
Is that where the increase is coming from, the Mideast unrest?
Absolutely. The market was rising before that, but not to the level that it's been rising since things started to unravel in Tunisia, spread through the Middle East, and now with Libya into North Africa. I mean, the significance of Libya is obviously it's the first oil-producing state of any significance that's had a problem, and so that's directly affected supply coming out of North Africa into Europe, and so countries like Italy, Eni Oil, are going to have to go into the other global markets to find the fuel to make up for that loss. And so you've got people worried, speculators, people that actually are involved in the supply chain, whether they're producers or consumers, worried about supply, and so sellers are holding on to barrels, and buyers are looking for barrels, and that's the direct impact. Is I think prices have gone from $85 or $86 a barrel to near $100. You've got Brent crude in London over $110, and that's a 45 cents. That's a 30 or 45 cent increase in prices. And you're starting to see some of that at retail now. I mean, overnight in your market, you went up quite a bit, as did other places. I got lucky yesterday. I bought gas for under $3, but not today. No way.
Battle over the federal budget. Possibility of a government shutdown in March. As a matter of fact, next week. It's number three on the countdown. On CNBC, Michelle Caruso Cabrera talked to the Cato Institute's Dan Mitchell about how a government shutdown might actually be exactly what we need.
Republicans and Democrats continue to dig in tonight, refusing to budge in the battle over the future of federal spending. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer told reporters tonight that Republican House Speaker John Boehner was, this is a quote, under intense pressure from the right wing to force a government shutdown. Quote, he's being misled and pushed around by his conservative freshmen who don't remember what happened in 1995. And not only don't fear a government shutdown, they actually say they welcome one. Really, Senator Schumer? And is a government shutdown such a bad thing? Here now is Dan Mitchell, is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. I remember when I was going through, when I was writing my book, I looked at spending through the years under nearly every single president.
And I remember what happened after the shutdown of 1995. I think finally, in 1996, we actually saw a decline in discretionary spending in the federal government when you excluded the Defense Department, right? That's only happened three times in modern history, twice under Reagan, once under Clinton. Can I attribute it to that shutdown, that they finally got to the battle over the budget, Dan?
If that 1995 shutdown was a defeat for the Republicans, I hope they lose again this year, because what happened for 4 years after that shutdown in 1995, we held the total growth of government spending to an average of 2.9% a year. And because we addressed the problem of too much spending, we actually solved the symptom of red ink. We went from having a $164 billion deficit when that process started to a $126 billion surplus. Republicans didn't get everything that they wanted, but by having the gumption to actually stand firm against Clinton's vetoes and to force him to accept some modest spending restraint, we got some great results. So I hope it happens again this year.
Battle over the budget, third most talked about topic of the week on the countdown. Recapping now, number 10 is Sports Talk, the suicide of former NFL player Dave Duerson, and what's happening to your brain if you're playing football, your children are playing football, the pros playing football. Lindsay Lohan, number 9. Julian Assange, number 8. Efforts to defund Obamacare, number 7. Number 6 is the overview of who's running for president, at least on the Republican side. Number 5, the Somali pirates killing those Americans. Rising price of petroleum, number 4, the battle over the federal budget, number 3. That leaves us numbers 2 and number 1, and they're next, along with your calls at 800-510-8255.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world, and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
Take 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag and turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace to pick up your bag and get ready for the weekend. At Ace, the helpful place. Offer good at participating Ace stores on February 26th only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that can fit inside the bag at one time. Limit one bag and offer redemption per customer. Additional conditions.
The weekend is coming. The weekend is coming.
Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, now with Jon Stewart and The Daily Show, addressing comments made by many in the news media that the union protesters are mirroring protests in the Middle East.
Is Madison, Wisconsin, Congressman, the Tunisia of American politics now?
There is an unbelievable parallel. The people in the streets of Cairo and the people in Madison, Wisconsin.
The thousands of demonstrators are clearly inspired by the pro-democracy protesters in the Middle East.
They're not the same in any way, sure. At all. At all. Not at all. This is the same as people in the Middle East overthrowing years of dictatorship, or is that just the last story you saw on the news? You know, the protests in Wisconsin remind me of the struggles of actor Charlie Sheen. Bravely fighting his addiction, which in this analogy makes Governor Walker crack. Wait, no. Look, if I may, there are a few small differences between this and Cairo. The Egyptian protesters risk being shot. The Wisconsin protesters risk being caught in a drum circle. And as for protesters' charge that Walker is a tyrant, I will remind you that he was elected with 52% of the vote. Tyrants tend to poll in the high 90s.
All right, so Jon Stewart addressing comments made by many people, union protesters mirroring the protests in the Middle East. I think that there is something to that. Whether there is agreement across the board or not isn't important. There are a lot of people protesting a lot of things in our country and around the world. I was just listening to a story of the Department of Public Works in Los Angeles charging people for 10 years for rubbish collection that they don't get, never did get. And now the Department of Public Works, Water and Power, Sanitation, don't want to give the money back to the people who deserve to have it back. Sometimes $14, $15, $1,600. This is the kind of stuff that will create the need for and the desire for a revolution. Okay, so we have that is a continuing focus, government in Delaware. Here's host Al Machitti talking to Governor Jack Markell of Delaware about making the same benefit cuts that Governor Walker has in Wisconsin with a pretty big difference.
You know, Democratic governors, as Governor Christie pointed out, also face these same budget problems in their states. One of them is with me now. That would be our governor here in Delaware, Governor Jack Markell. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Al.
You wrote an op-ed piece for Politico.com in which you pointed out that you have asked for many of the same kind of benefit cuts that Governor Walker has there, but you believe that he has gone too far by calling for the elimination of collective bargaining rights. Could you explain that for us?
Well, you pretty much nailed it. So, first of all, you know, as I said in the article, I'm not necessarily the likeliest candidate to be speaking out for these protesters because, in fact, I have had to propose in Delaware over the last several years a number of things that unions didn't like very much with respect to the pay cut a couple years ago and more recently the change in benefits and pension. And I've been driven to do that for the same mathematical finance reasons that it's been happening across the country. That being said, I do believe that there's an important role for unions to play, and that when they are at the they're at the table, that's a positive thing. And I, as I said in the article, maybe it's because I've spent a lot of time out saying what it is that they do. And the bottom line is, we have a lot of really dedicated state workers who they do work, like they bathe patients at our state hospitals. They're protecting us from the criminal element. They're helping kids who sometimes arrive at school with, you know, they haven't eaten in a while. They may even not have a home to go home to. They do a whole variety of things that are really important. And these are difficult jobs. And I think, although it may be sometimes difficult to have that conversation at the bargaining table, it would be worse not to have the conversation at all.
800-510-8255. We'll take your calls on the number two item, a public union protest and protests in general. There's a story floating around today from Rolling Stone magazine that a three-star general ordered soldiers in Afghanistan to perform psychological operations on U.S. senators who were visiting. Testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Michael Holmes, who said that General William Caldwell commanded his team to manipulate senators, including John McCain and Joe Lieberman, in order to get more resources for the war. He told Holmes' team to conduct background briefings on visiting officials that went beyond the norm to provide a, quote, deeper analysis of pressure points we could use to leverage the delegation for more funds. General Petraeus says there is an investigation going on into this. Too much military. That's another thing that people are protesting. We spend too much money. We're too involved in the military-industrial complex. Just one of the things that does complicate the public's view, if you will, of services they're getting and the government in general. Protests everywhere. Here and around the world, caused by people waking up to what's going on. I guess you can thank Facebook and its ilk for that. Let's see here. Let's get to John, who's calling in from North Carolina, with thoughts on unions and politicians, et cetera.
The point I wanted to make was unions are a very important aspect of American employee rights and relations after the post-industrial period. In the early 1900s to stop child labor and other abuses, but now we have federal laws to protect individuals against that. And the unions have morphed into more of a political arm of the Democratic Party to basically mandatorily fundraise. But what we're seeing in American politics right now is the American electorate is hurting because of the state of the economy. And they're starting to look at the fact that 15% of the American people are getting a particular coddled treatment compared to what they're getting in the private industry. And so what we're seeing is the American populace is starting to wake up. Unfortunately, we're also seeing that Mr. Obama is siding with the elite 15% that he considers part of his base, and that's alienating a lot of Americans, that he's making that choice because everybody's a worker. Everybody is an employee. And when you have our employee, the American president, siding with the unions, which are 15%, not only that, when he's also siding with groups that are obviously socialist, Marxist, communist, we've got a big problem in this country. And as the Tea Party showed in the last election, the American people are starting to wake up and see what they've got at the helm of our country, and not only in domestic politics, but foreign policy. And they're really starting to get worried and get upset, and they'll only come back to haunt the Democrats, not only in the states, but also the presidential election of 2012.
So there's lots of reasons to be upset at both parties, given the timing of this, but the Democrats really appear, especially in Wisconsin, to be pretty culpable in terms of chickening out. But you've heard some of the audio from some of these people, some of these protesters, the anger, the vitriol, the yelling, the screaming back and forth. People are about to lose the cakewalk that they've been on. Now, being a teacher in many districts is not a cakewalk by any stretch of the imagination. Average teacher pay now around the country is about $64,000. And if, in fact, as has been suggested in Wisconsin and other places, the teachers pay more of their health care, it's going to cost them $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a year. But at some point, there has to be a leveling of the playing field. Don't you agree? Dorothy is in Madison, Wisconsin, and is a retired teacher.
I'm calling in because, obviously, I'm close to the epicenter of what's going on with the collective bargaining rights. I'm a retired teacher. And I have to say that in my time in the district I was teaching in, the teachers were taking pay freezes and, you know, trying to restructure the health care providers because the health care costs were so expensive. And unions obviously figured into what kinds of healthcare benefits we were able to negotiate, and we're only 15% of all the people who work in America. In my line of work, I have to wonder, well, for all the kids that are coming up, do their parents want a race to the quality standards in China where people are, you know, earning $3 an hour? That's sort of what this anti-union idea is. I mean, unions were put together in order to help the people without a voice have a voice. Why aren't the public or the private sector people having a voice? Is there no union for just the private sector people come together? He said there were federal laws, but good luck for an average working person trying to fight. Everything you're seeing on the Comedy Central channel shows about the civility of everybody there is pretty true in the main, in Wisconsin. I'd have to say that, you know, if there's any rhetoric out there trying to say that Governor Walker was forced to put force on the street, a cab driver who drove me, who was a Republican the other day, he said, you know, he never talked about any of this when we voted for him. I said, well, more of you have to get out there and tell that story, too.
All right, stories on top of stories, 800-510-8255. More of your calls on the number two item on the countdown, and, of course, we'll get to number one, the Middle East political situation. Again, it's all tied together. 16 before the hour on the countdown.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
February is American Heart Health Awareness Month. It's a perfect time to improve your heart health routine with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian Dave Grotto explains.
In a recent study, 81% of registered dietitians agree most people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Along with healthier food choices, these gaps can be filled with high-quality vitamins and dietary supplements. To find quality vitamins, consumers should look for national brands and products that carry the United States Pharmacopeia or USP certified label on their bottles, such as Nature Made. USP is an independent public health organization that sets stringent criteria for supplement quality standards, which makes it easy to differentiate between brands. This month, try Nature Made Fish Oil and CoQ10 to help support a healthy heart.
For more information about Nature Made vitamins and supplements, and to take a vitamin assessment to learn your vitamin needs, visit naturemade.com.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Email address Doug at DougSteffen.com. Here's one from Harry who writes, no way should individuals that are being paid with taxpayer dollars be allowed to unionize. Amen. All right, straight to the point. Here is James calling from Huntsville, Alabama, into the countdown.
I am a 27-year government employee, and I've worked both craft and management. And we both have unions. And I can tell you, when I started working back in the 1980s, you were required to work in it. I've worked 70 hours a week. And it was either you work, buddy, or you go home. And if it wasn't for unions, that would still be going. I mean, you know, everybody wants a job, but there's limitations. And I find it incredibly ironic that the Republicans are doing what they are as we're at the same time beating our drum and trying to help people in the Middle East, Egypt, a good example. The first thing those people were crying for was something to represent their workers and making sure they're getting a fair shake in their jobs. And then we have the audacity, they have the audacity to come along and try to bust unions here in America. And a good example is teachers. I mean, come on. These are some of the most underpaid people on earth. And yet we have the gall to try and bust up their representation. We should be ashamed, actually, for our teachers, for the money that we pay them. We should be all seeking a means of trying to make sure they get a fair wage to educate our kids so we can get America back on track like it used to be instead of what they're doing to them.
Here's Richard in New York with thoughts on this.
One thing that seems like no one is even talking about is the children. You have teachers, you know, it was on TV yesterday, the fact that their test scores and what have you, it's not really that, you know, it's not really good. So what that means to me, I would assume to everybody, is that these teachers are not really doing their job, but you can't get rid of them. Like in the private sector, you have a job out here in the street, you don't do your job, you're gone. It takes about 3 to 4 years to get rid of incompetent teachers. And yet, you know, the union, they don't care about it. That's all they care about is having somebody there contributing, paying their dues, and keeping them, you know, keeping them in power. But nobody gives a rat's rear end about the children.
Number one is up next on the countdown.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Let's move on into the number one position here, the Middle East political situation. Host Mike Broomfield talked about the chaos in the Middle East and what President Obama has done.
We played a lot of audio from Muammar Gaddafi, and it's tough because you hear him speaking and then you hear the interpreter, so it's hard to follow. But I think it's important that you hear this piece of audio. He talks about the people being able to do what they want.
The situation is different from Egypt or Tunisia. Those were people who were revolting against the government, had demands. Here, the authority is in your hands, in the people's hands. You can change the authority any way you wish. You can put anyone who is suspected of corruption on trial. It's your call.
Okay, you can do whatever you want, Libya, and the protesters are just a bunch of drug-addicted, drug-induced fiends. That's what he basically called them. He said they're mixing Nescafe with hallucinogenic drugs. Please. But they can do whatever they want, as long as they're willing to tolerate fighter jets firing upon them and police officers with automatic weapons. If you're willing to put up with that, you can do whatever you want. And this president's done nothing, not a thing. You have Iranian battleships crossing the Suez Canal, threatening Israel. You had Grad rockets fired into Israel in the last 24, 36 hours. Nothing. This president and this administration are completely absent. They're reactionary. Hillary Clinton speaks of how horrible things are, how horrifying some of these things are. But no response, no measured response. Our allies, Sarkozy, gives an impassioned plea to the European Union with economic sanctions. No more business with Libya. Show them exactly what they're dealing with. The president's going to speak with Sarkozy. No response. It is absolutely, absolutely horrifying.
800-510-8255. Andy in Raleigh, North Carolina. As we get involved in the Middle East, things seem to get worse.
I think mainly we should stay away from that area. Our presence has steadily increased the threat level in the U.S., and it's a lot of religious fanaticism, so you're not going to be able to win that. Also, we do need to fix the problems in the U.S., mainly decrease our military complex and take over this large spending that's going on. But lastly, what I want to say is we need to stop the dependence on foreign oil and produce alternative fuels. It is going to keep increasing the problems with the U.S. and the people.
800-510-8255. Chris in Connecticut on the countdown.
We've proven in the past that the people of the Middle East and North Africa are not too confident of our support of people's movements there. And anything we do overtly kind of makes them think that we're betraying them. So I think we should keep our activity minimal. I think we should use the State Department rather than the military in responding to any of this. And really, our president is pretty much the leader of the free world. And I think you should quote a famous Egyptian who, unfortunately for him, never became an Israelite and simply say, let my people go.
800-510-TALK. Mike is in Miami with some suggestions.
The first thing I think we should do, and it would really be very cost-effective, is just translate a copy of our Bill of Rights into Arabic or whatever and just fax it over there and let them print it out and spread it around and say, look. And then the next thing, I mean, that's the formula for success. It might not be perfect, but it worked over here. And then I think that we should do anything that anyone over there asks us to do because, really, they're part of our country, too. Everyone from over there, from over here, and over, you know, we are from everywhere. We are the world, aren't we? People worry about, people get shot, but then they go out and there's 30,000 people killed on our highways every year. Get real, all right, you know?
Vivian, finish it up.
I'm trying to equate what's happening in Wisconsin with the Middle East. I know that you don't want us to get off on that subject, but people are rioting in Wisconsin because they feel their rights have been oppressed, just like the Middle East. You know, I think that that we and especially the unions in this country are being sabotaged, and that's how the people feel in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. So I feel that we should be encouraging to them, but focus more on what's happening here.
Greg Stephan on the countdown.